Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 11th, 2023. SPD state and parliamentary group leader Raed Saleh wants to launch a second attempt to introduce a rent cap. He stated in an interview with the Morgan Post that he wants the federal government to create the possibility for rent caps after Berlin had made a first attempt at this, but was stopped by the Federal Constitutional Court because it lacked a legal framework. He added, quote, "I'm demanding that now because otherwise we'll continue to burden tenants instead of relieving them. We can all see that the breaking point has been reached in many places," unquote. Saleh fears that tenants will face further rent increases as a result of the federal government's recent announcements, and he has no patience regarding the modernization surcharge increase from 8 to 10% at the federal level, which would increase the value of the properties for the owners, and at the same time, the tenants would be asked to pay for it. Saleh explained, quote, "I don't want the profits to be privatized and the costs socialized," unquote. In his view, a rent cap could also replace the expropriation of apartments owned by large real estate corporations. In its final report, the expert commission had considered socializations possible if there was no milder means of limiting rents. Saleh believes a provision of an escape clause for the states is needed so that they can decide for themselves whether they want to impose a rent cap if there is a difficult situation on the rental market. Saleh's push is coordinated with the federal party, which is also in favor of tightening rental law. However, the FDP rejects all corresponding demands so far. The SPD leader also hopes that this will lead to greater acceptance of climate protection measures, stressing that acceptance for climate protection can only be achieved if the costs are distributed fairly, which is why the coalition in Berlin has agreed to draft a socialization framework law that applies to all areas of public services, not just housing. And when it comes to the mobility turnaround and climate protection, leader Saleh wants to pick up the pace, stating that Berlin needs this turnaround because urban planning has prioritized cars for far too long, there are more cyclists than ever before, and pedestrians and public transport need more protection and space. That's what was agreed with the CDU, and in order to smooth the waters, Saleh, like Transport Senator Schreiner of the CDU, proposed the establishment of a committee that takes into account the concerns of all road users. The Berlin Fire Department recorded another record year in 2022. According to the department's annual report presented yesterday, with a total of 528,895 operations, the mark of 500,000 was exceeded for the first time, equating to an average of 1,449 per day, 101 more than back in 2021. Additionally, the emergency number 112 was dialed a total of 1,222,955 times, an increase in about 11.5% compared to 2021. On average, this means that someone called the fire department every 26 seconds. Interior Senator Spranger is urging the public to keep 112 free for emergencies, stating, quote, "It's important that the rescue service is available to those with life-threatening injuries and sick people," unquote. Fire Director Carsten Homburghausen remarked that in 2022, emergency services were pushed to their limits and in some cases beyond, giving the example of New Year's Eve, when rescue workers were attacked, in some cases deliberately. And he explained that the fire department is the life insurance of the people in Berlin, and every attack on rescue workers is an attack on this life insurance. Senator Spranger also emphasized that the protection of rescue workers is a task for society as a whole. A water pipe burst under Stralauer Allee in Friedrichshain around 5:30 yesterday morning. Therefore, motorists must prepare for traffic jams, delays, and detours along the major thoroughfare. According to the water company, the avenue along the Spree between the Oberbaum and Elsenbrücke was submerged, and as a precaution, Stralauer Allee was closed in both directions in the area of the damage, and how long the repair will take is still unclear. The pipe has an inner diameter of more than 30 centimeters and has been closed by the water company until the renewal of about 25 meters can be completed. Once again, a Berlin outdoor pool was closed and evacuated early because of fights and unruly visitors. On Sunday evening around 5:45, the security service of the Columbiabad in Neukölln made the executive decision to clear the swimming area. A DPA reporter observed that despite multiple requests through loudspeakers, some teenagers and young men did not leave the water and continued to jump into the pool repeatedly, resulting in officers having to assist with the removal of resistors. In the course of this summer, there have already been several incidents in which the police had to intervene in outdoor pools in both Witting and Pankow. While the identities of some of the unruly people are known, per reporting, it's difficult for a band to be controlled at the entrances. Because of this, mobile guards of the police are stationed in front of selected swimming pools from time to time during the summer. This includes buses equipped with chairs, desks, and laptops. And for several years, these guards have been positioned in parks, in front of train stations, or in problematic places with a lot of crime, according to the police, quote, to show presence and be approachable. If you like our podcast, you can simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.